Luke chapter 10 verse 20. See the scripture, profound. However, do not rejoice that the Spirit submits to you. That is small. Praise God. That benefit is not near the glorious benefits of your names being written in heaven. Ati koruko mi o, ati koruko. Akoruko mi siniwe iye oda agutan. Ide mi ja o. Jesu da mi lare. Praise God. Sorry, I don't know that song very well. Have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. We usually have a session for new members. We call it new members induction. We should have had one back in March, but it was the same date we went to Boston for the Holy Ghost Festival, so we could not have it. And the essence of that session is to make us to know to what we are called. What pertains to your membership of Lighthouse? You cannot derive benefit from an association you don't understand. You don't know what is your rights and privileges and your duties. The same thing with Kingdom of Heaven. So today we'll be talking about the citizenship of heaven. In our new members induction, we're so detailed. I shared with the pastor, one of our pastor parishes. By the Holy Ghost, he composed it. And he said he saw a lot of value in it. I should please send him that template. To God be the glory. Not only did we tell you what you stand to gain as a member of the church, we educate you on how to leave the church. Are you here? Praise God. Because many people don't even know how to leave the church. We could be injurious to their well-being. So please, if you have not done members induction, I will recommend we must do one quickly. Because there is a process to join. There is a process to leave. When Hagar left, she was to leave eventually. But when she left, when she was not to leave, the angel told her, do what? Go back. So why would God send her to go back when God would tell her to leave eventually? She had an inheritance she had not taken in Ishmael. She had an inheritance. The first time she left, Ishmael was not born. Because of the, according to Ishmael had not been circumcised. And if he was not circumcised, he would be excluded from the covenant. Now, after the circumcision, God told Abraham, send her away and her child. For the child will be a great child too. So there is a way you cannot leave without taking your inheritance. I left the Redeemed Christian Church of God 3 years, but my inheritance was there. Until God, by mercy, caused me to return. Say, caused me to return. So that I will not walk away void of what belongs to me. So, it's important so that we will not lose importance. I didn't forsake Christ. I was in another church. I remember when we got to that church, Tenny told me one day, he said, Daddy, go and tell him you want to preach. He said, when is he going to allow you to preach? 3 times we took the membership of that church. 3 times. We were there 3 years. 3 times we took the membership of that church. We could not submit it. We will feel it, but we could not submit it. Then our last year there, the man of God came on the pulpit. He said, there is somebody here. God said you should do something for him. Go and start now. He said, go and start now. I was a Jonah. They just threw me into the water. Praise God. Now, why did I go to that list to you? The kingdom of God has a system and has a structure. You must gain understanding of what you come to as a citizen of God's kingdom. Praise the Lord. We prepare people by the help of the Holy Spirit so that when it is time, they may be released. Praise God. The citizenship of heaven. Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 in NIV version. Philippians chapter 3 verse 20. The scripture says there, our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, who is the Lord Jesus. Last month, we talked about spiritual gifts. This month, we're looking at our citizenship. It's my honor and prayer that you will reflect your citizenship in Jesus' name. What is citizenship? Citizenship is the state of being vested with the rights, say rights, privileges, please say privileges, and duties of members of that society or country. As a member of the as a citizen of God's kingdom, there are things that pertain to your rights. There are things that pertain to your privileges. There are things that pertain to your duties. Citizenship is the character of being viewed as a member or a legal member of a sovereign state. Paul, in his describing the benefits of being a citizen of God's kingdom, said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 8 in NIV, Philippians chapter 3, verse 8, see what he says here about his citizenship. Lighthouse, please, inheritance is not by luck, it's by right. And you can only access inheritance when you gain light about what is laid up. If a person does not know by light the things that pertain to his rights, he will have inheritance stored up, yet he cannot derive benefit from it. Praise God. Bible says we are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. See what he said here. Paul was speaking. He said, what is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth. Say surpassing worth. Lighthouse, if you understand this, this understanding has saved me from cruel and uncanny deception of the devil. My understanding of the worth of my citizenship allows me freedom to turn what is near its worth down. Bible calls it surpassing worth in NIV. The blessing, the luxury, the sweetness, of being God's kingdom member or citizenship has a surpassing worth than anything this world can offer. I tell myself, I've given up too much than to waste the future because of the surpassing worth of the things I've located in the kingdom of God. He said, surpassing worth of knowing Christ as just my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. And these things I lost, I consider them what? Garbage. You see, it's unholy and unhealthy for a Christian to envy what is in the world. Bible says, love not the world, nor the things in the world. You cannot measure the worth of your Christianity by the fading worth of the things of the earth. Bible says, the world passeth away and the loss thereof. They are fleeting, fading. But Bible says, we have been redeemed by an incorruptible seed and called to a glory that does not fade. Let's see this scripture in Amplified Version. Amplified Version calls the blessing or the benefit of God's kingdom as priceless privileges. Paul was saying, he said, but more than that, I count everything as loss compared to the priceless privilege. See the testimony of my sister. Praise God. How God does it, you can't tell. He said, as you do not know, as bone grow in the womb of him that carries a baby, or the ways of the wind, talking about the spirit. You remember we learned that. He says, so you do not know the works of God who maketh how many things? All things. I believe that is in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 3. Let me check it. He said, as you do not know the ways of the wind, or let's see, verse 5 or 6. I think that's a very helpful scripture. That's it. Look at this. He said, just as you do not know the way and the path of the wind. We learned it last month. He that is born of the Spirit is like wind. You see the effect of it, but you cannot track it. Praise God. Bible calls it priceless privilege. Just as you do not know the way, all I can tell you is God did it. How did he do it? Ask him. Praise God. It cannot be unwrapped. Listen to what he said. How does mommy control the bone growing from oneself? I borrowed that from my younger people in yonder country. From one cell. As you do not know the way and the path of the wind, or how the bones are formed in the womb of a pregnant woman, even so you do not know the activity. Say activity. Lighthouse, nothing is near. There is no defense of any kingdom or culture that near the priceless privilege of becoming God's kingdom citizen. Even so, you do not know the activity of God who make all things. Look at, let's go back there. First Philippians 3:8. He further calls it joy unequaled. Lighthouse, gain truth about the kingdom too. This kingdom of God is not an abstract mental accent that you chorus. It's a reality of life that could be experienced. Praise God. It's a life. Real. Papagon. Praise God. See what's that? He not only call it priceless privilege, he also calls it a supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus. We had a situation some time ago. There's this friend of mine who came to me that was a calamitous news that hit the family. And time was running out. He came to the altar. God said, laugh over it. The next day, a new report came. Give God the hand clap. Say supreme privilege. Yeah, Bible calls it supreme advantage. After supreme, nothing. You know, Supreme Court, if that they won't take care of you, that case is not taken care of. Supreme, they said some people pay supreme price. You know, it's death. Now flip it to the other side. There's no other advantage than near it. Bible calls it the supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus. You see, this thing is not fake. It's not what? Yeah. Embrace God. Everybody will end up with Him. It says, supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord and of growing more deeply and thoroughly acquainted with Him. It defined it as a joy unequal. When I'm tempted, I weigh what that temptation will give me compared with what we already have. I say, Kogba, praise God. Praise God. Lighthouse, these are the imminent reality of God's kingdom that causes us to become stable and rooted in the knowledge of the truth. Let's see it in Message. Message version. If you have Message, look at this. He said, yes, all these things I once thought were so important are gone from my life. Compared to the high privilege, say high privilege, you will know it. Lighthouse, to God alone be all the glory. Nothing worth finding God. Nothing compares in worth. I've told you many times, it's a shame for anybody to pity a Christian, because in our kingdom, everything works together. Praise God. I just didn't know it. I've known it early. Romans 8:28. And we know, that's what he said, and we know all things work together for the good of those who love God. This one says, and why, that's why we can be sure that every detail in our lives of love for God is worked into something good. We will locate it in Jesus' name. Let's go back to where we were reading in Philippians 3:8. See what he said further. I'm MSG, my son. Message version. See what he said. Yeah, I'm sharing with you now the glorious blessing of being in God's kingdom, because our motivation is essentially the incentive it offers. I mean, why would anybody put himself at the risk of the Atlantic if he doesn't have a surpassing, you know what I'm saying? Many people die going to Europe. But that death, they rank it low compared to making it. there's hope for me. Now, he said here, yes, all things I once thought were so important are gone from my life. Compared to the high privilege of knowing Christ Jesus as my master firsthand, everything I once thought I had going for me is what? You will locate it. It has saved me from unscrupulous temptation of the wicked. Because by grace, insight, it doesn't come close. See what he said. Everything I once thought I had going for me is insignificant. Dog dung. Dog's poo-poo. That's what it means. I have dumped it all in the trash. Well, by God, I come this morning to show you the eminent treasury of belonging to God's kingdom. See what he says. Our citizenship is in the heavens. Psalm 91, verse 11. Then I will close. Let's see it in KJV. The glory of the king, don't forget this statement, so that in your relation to God, you will allow him to take over concerning you. The glory of the king is the wellness of his people. The glory of the king is what? The wellness. The pride of the American president is in the high valued life of the Americans. With the highest GDP anywhere else, America is seen as a nation that cares for its own. And that bequeaths a great glory to the king. The same thing with God. In my kingdom, angels are alert. Say alert. The only alert some people know is the one they say small. Say small. The only vision some people know is television. Say small. In vision and in dreams. Job chapter 33 verse 14. This is in relation to protection. Job chapter 33. See what God says concerning me. For God speaketh, yea, once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth not. Look at the next verse. In a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, his slumberings upon their bed. See what he does to me when I gain understanding. He opened the ears of men and sealed their instruction. Do what? Verse 17. That he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. 18. To save his soul. He keepeth back his soul from the pit, and his life from burn. Can I tell you a secret? There is more to vision than television. Let's stand up on our feet. There is more to vision than television. Well, we have a whole week to deal with the kingdom of God. Sorry, time is past. The eminent glory of belonging to God's kingdom. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything that is there. You see this word seek there? It's not like you are looking for job employment, but understand what this kingdom offers. And integrate yourself to derive blessing from it. You will be shocked at how your visage will change because of the truth revealed to you. Let's lift up our hands to God. Let's thank him for bringing us into his kingdom. Bible says he brought you and I out of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Don't let it disturb you that you are not from here. Our citizenship is in heaven. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Bible says we are ambassadors of Christ. At the vigil, I told you, I said, our case is determined by our home office. They consider my cause, they decide my case. I want us to embrace that kingdom today. And if you already embrace the kingdom, sit down, understand your rights and your privileges. He said, from six troubles, he will save you. Yea, from seven, he will deliver you. You don't belong here. Don't copy them. Don't do what they are doing. Do what But in our own kingdom, this is what we do. Jesus Christ said, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were of this world, my servants would have fought. But my kingdom is from above. Receive grace this morning. He came from heaven to us. You show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Somebody was speaking with me. He said, Pastor, I can't go to Nigerian church. I said, me too. I can't go to Nigerian church. Why should I go to Nigerian church? I go to Kingdom Church. Praise God. No, don't go to any church, but Kingdom Church. Praise God. We go to Kingdom Church. If somebody asks you, is your church a Nigerian church? How can I go to Nigerian? Me? Can you go to Nigerian church? I'm saying, my church is Kingdom Church. Praise God. Well, in our kingdom, our King saves us. He said, the Lord is our King. The Lord is our Lawgiver. The Lord is our Judge. He will save us. Put any matter before Him this morning and let your home office determine your case. Put it before Him. Let my judgment come from you, O God. Paul said, it is a small thing for you people to judge me. Babagon the apostle. He said, it's a small matter for man to judge me. Let's receive grace from the Lord. Let my judgment come from my home office. Let them determine my case. He said, our King will save us. Thank you, precious Father. Jesus brought the case of Lazarus to the home office, and the decision is lose him and let him go. Lose him and let him go. Lose him and let him go. The Lord is our judge. He will save us. Father, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for the glorious inheritance of the saints. Thank you for delivering to us a kingdom that has surpassing worth, supreme advantage, and priceless privileges. Daddy, as we explore this treasure, even as your children began to sit and see what they are called, open the treasury of the kingdom to us. Let us not live here as mere men anymore, but as gods on us. Obadiah, the last verse there, said, out of Zion shall come forth saviors upon the mount of Zion. Please put it there. Obadiah, the last verse there. It's only one chapter. He said, out of Zion shall come forth saviors. Did you see that? And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, because the kingdom is our Lord's. Lighthouse, that's your story. Lighthouse, that's your story. Out of the church shall come forth people who rescue others from desolate destruction. It's a shame for church to look for help rather than provide help. Out of the church shall come forth. Say, come and help us. No. How can we help you? Let's receive grace from the Lord this morning and thank Him for Zion, for bringing us into the kingdom of God. Return all the glory to Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Please stretch your hands towards me and pray for me. haven't tasted that the Lord is good, I myself will not decline from the past. With a pure and clear conscience, I may serve God till I see Him. Making contact without being contaminated, enriched by the priceless advantage of knowing Christ and the supreme privilege of belonging to Him. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Whatever the matter is that is pursuing anyone, God judge that matter upon Zion in Jesus' name. You will look for it, you won't see it again. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. How many people have been